Okay, we are discussing today whether doctors are allowed to take financial compensation for their work. Because after all, they're engaged in the mitzvah of healing. The Torah says, "Verapo yirape." The doctor has permission to heal. So is a doctor allowed to take money to heal? It's very similar to the case, is a rabbi allowed to take money to teach Torah, right? Same idea. Is a doctor allowed to take money to heal? So here we have, obviously, everyone takes money to heal. All the doctors take money. So Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadi Aleph. The Gemara says, Amale, Ahu mina negaviha ben pasisa. Voy lechon chayave tamritun mite chayin. Amale, im ata ose ken, rofe uman tikra. V'schar harbe titol. Ayin sham. Mashma lechora. Tereshai harofe litol schar. So we see from the Gemara over there that it's allowed for a doctor to take schar because the rabbi told him, if you're a doctor, you'll make a lot of money. So you see a doctor's allowed. V'yesh lomar, the Gemara in Baruch Bechorot says, anotel scharo ladun dinav betelim. A person, a judge who takes money to judge, his judgment is annulled. See, a judge is not allowed to take money. Menani mini from where do we learn? Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda said, Rav de Amakra, Re'eh limati etchem. Hashem says, I taught the Jewish people with nothing for free. So too, you have to teach the Jewish people for free. And it also says over there, the Be'igar batala shari. Okay, so very important, very important. It's talking about rabbis, it's talking about judge, talking about doctors as well. Doctors, rabbis, and judges are not allowed to take money. Hashem does everything for free. He teaches us for free. He heals us for free. He judges us for free. We also have to do everything for free. However, Tosa says, we're allowed to take what's called schar batala. What is schar batala? That means I'm paying you for your time. I'm not paying you for what you're doing. I'm paying you for your time. So in other words, I could have been doing something else. I didn't have to be a rabbi. I could have been an engineer. I could have been a doctor. Well, doctor, same issue, okay. I could have been an engineer, a scientist, a politician, chas v'shalom. A lawyer, chas v'shalom. Right? I could have been other things. And therefore, I'm giving my time to teach Torah. The time it could have been spent earning other living, other trade. So the money from that trade I can take for my learning, for my teaching. That's Tosfot over there. So it's a Tosfot in Bechorot, Daf Kaf Tet Amud Aleph. Dibor Matrit Hanotel.
Subject of Shabbat yet.
I'm not talking about Shabbat. Let's not talk about Shabbat. Shabbat is a very, very complex it's a topic for doctors, and I really don't know what the doctors are relying on. The Mishnah Berurah himself says he doesn't know what the doctors are relying on. He really doesn't know what the doctors are relying on. So doctors, I don't know, I don't want to say anything, but they really need a qualified rabbi to figure out exactly how to allow themselves to work on Shabbat. Are they allowed to drive to the hospital? Are they allowed to drive back from the hospital? Are they allowed to go and visit people? Are they allowed to stay in the hospital? How do they run their lives? That is one of the biggest problems of a doctor. Shabbat and doctors are big problems.
Yes.
So it's really a very, very important that they go to their rabbi and hash out the whole situation. And so don't ask questions, Tosfot says, on the judges in Yerushalayim who would take money from the Truma of the Lishka. They would take money from the Beit HaMikdash to judge their judgments. And the answer is because they were getting money for their time. They weren't getting money to be paid to judge. They were getting money for the time that they could have been doing something else. Okay? Because otherwise, he's not going to be able to do anything. Everyone needs to live somehow. We need to live. So it's not called money for compensation for what they're doing. It's called money for compensation for the time that they could be doing something else. So look what this is the famous Gemara in Kiddushin. Tov sheba rofim legeina. The Gemara says the best doctors go to hell.
Oh.
Okay, just walked in right in time.
Okay.
Perish Rashi. Rashi explains. Eno yare min acholi. Because the doctor is not scared of the sickness. Machlo machal briim. And he feeds the person the regular food. Ve'eno mishaber libo lemakom. And he doesn't pray to God. And sometimes he kills people. And sometimes he doesn't see patients because they can't afford to pay. That's Rashi. Let's see Rashi again. Number one. He's not worried about the sickness. In other words, he doesn't worry about the person's situation so much. And he gives him regular food. That's number one. Number one is maybe he's going to change the guy's diet. The guy's going to die. We give him regular food. So change your diet. Number two, he doesn't pray to God. So the doctor's part of the doctor's function. It's amazing. I mean, you go mad. The doctor will go mad. Every time he sees a poor person, can you imagine a sick person? You say, God, my heart's breaking. I can't. Sick, he's sick. Hashem, please heal him. It's very hard to do that all the time. And also he can heal a sick, a poor person, and he doesn't, the guy can't pay, I'm not going to see him. So three strikes. Rashi, this is Rashi's explanation. And therefore it seems from that Gemara that if the poor person cannot pay for his healing, the doctor's going to do it for free. Now we come to another explanation, this is Maharsha. The Maharsha says, what do you mean a good doctor is going to get Inam? For a doctor who says, I am the best. I had a doctor like that, remember? I'll heal him. Don't worry, I'll heal you, Rabbi, I'll heal you. He nearly killed me. Whenever a doctor says, I'll heal you, I'll heal you. Find someone else quickly. He's dangerous. The guy's dangerous. He thinks he's God. He thinks he's God. He thought he was God, really. Chas v'shalom. So that's the most dangerous doctor. That's the Maharsha's explanation. The Tov Shiver Rofi means he thinks he's the best doctor. That's dangerous. Doctors should always have humility. He should discuss the case with other doctors. He doesn't know what to do. Discuss the case. Don't say, I'm the best doctor, and then kill the guy. So a doctor doesn't like to refer people. That's a dangerous doctor, right? That's what we're talking about. But Chazal Muvah Maaseh Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva Sheyu Malchim B'chutzot Yerushalayim. There's a story the Gemara brings down of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael who were walking outside Yerushalayim. V'yayim Mahem Adam Echad Pagabahem Adam Chole. And they were walking with someone else. And a sick person came to them. Amar Lehem Rabotai. V'mayit Rapeh. What do I need to do to heal myself? Amru Lo Aseh Kach V'kach Achit Rapeh. They told him, dude, so and so until you'll get healed. So he asked a philosophical question. How did I get sick? Who made me sick? Amrulo, they told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They told him, Hashem made you sick. So how can you advise me, he asked them. How can you advise me how to get healthy when Hashem made me sick? How are you putting your heads in the middle of this situation? Hashem made me sick. Why are you getting involved in it? Aren't you transgressing God's will? Amrulo, they told him, what is your job? I am a person who goes and works the ground. I have a scythe in my hands. You see, I am the one who harvests the grain. I got a scythe here. I'm a harvester. Amrulo, they said to him, listen, aren't you interfering with God's work? God makes the thing grow. Why are you going to cut it? It's the same thing, just like a person can harvest their harvest, so too a doctor can heal a person sick. Okay. So that's the thing. So a person's got to do, Hashem created this world for us to fix it. It's not created fixed, we have to fix it. So anyway, so what do we see from here? Number one, we saw, what is the definition of a bad doctor? Number one, the Rashi says is, let's go, three things. Number one is, he doesn't change the diet of the sick person. Number two is, his heart's not broken. Number three is, he won't heal a person who can't afford to pay. Maharsha says, a doctor won't consult with his colleagues. And he thinks he knows everything. Dangerous. Those are the four things. Number five, we see the doctor's allowed to take money for it. Right? He's allowed to give advice, and he's allowed to heal. And he's allowed to take money. What kind of money is he allowed to take? Not money for the healing, but money for his time. Just like a rabbi, and just like a judge. Can't take money for the actual trade, because it's a mitzvah. You can take money for the actual time involved. The Rambam writes in a letter. Look at it, look what he says. He says, I got many rewards from this trade. From the kings. The kings paid me well. They gave me lots of rewards. Kegon Rosh HaShoftim, the heads of the judges. All the princes would give me lots of money. From here we see that he didn't say, you know, I'll take money. He accepted the money. He accepted the reward. So Gemara Yibamot Kufav says, Bat Chamua de Rapapa Nafla Lefnei Abba. Shenagula. Rapapa's one of his relatives. She lost her husband without having children. And she had to marry the guy's brother, and she didn't like him. He wasn't a good man. Atala Kamed Abai. He came in front of Abai to ask, what should we do? Amale Chalutzla. Tell her to do Chalitza. Ubekach Atak Kuntza. And then you can marry her. Chalutzla al menat shiten lach matayim zuz. So he went to the other guy, he says, it's not up to him. It's up to the other guy, the Yabam, to say, I don't want to do Chalitza. He said, I'll pay 200 zuz to do Chalitza. Levata d'chalas la ma'ala zil havli. After he did the chalitza, he says, where's the money? Give me the money. Amal mishati anibach. He said to him, I'm just tricking you. V'katav shayin Miki Yosef, b'shim Ramban. The Miki Yosef says, what's going on with you? How can the rabbi trick someone to do chalitza? He said, I'll pay you money. In the end, didn't pay him anything. D'mahash mani, in the end, mishu chole simum amanim b'yad chavero, shavim kaf, v'na alav niten. Look at this, what he wants to say now. He says, if you know you need some medication, and the other guy has the medication, he's going to charge you an arm and a leg, you can trick him to get the medication. This is like the pharmacies today. Like how much money they charge. I can't remember the Lovenox? It was $800 a pop, just the injection. It was $1,000, whatever it was. In England, they give you Lovenox, it lasts you 24 hours. This one over here lasts you 12 hours. They want to give you double. This is where they can sell you twice. I paid for it in England, I think it was £50 each. On the pharmacy, regular pharmacy. There's no, I didn't have insurance, nothing. £50 over here, it's $800. Well, today, now it's generic. It's peanuts.
Insurance pays for it.
Well, it's peanuts now. It's just a generic now. Right. It's amazing. But in those days, it was like gold. It was like gold.
£50 is like $150?
Yeah, not even. $475.
Still a lot.
It's nothing. That's a lot. Compared to here, it's a giveaway. It's amazing. But let's read this Gemara again. It's amazing Gemara. So what happened? He tricked the brother-in-law had to marry his sister. Or something like that. That situation. And the sister says, I don't want to marry him. He said, Mom's there. He said, he's not a very good person. So he went to the brother-in-law. He said, listen, I'll give you 200 shekel if you don't marry her. If you give her chalitza. So he gave him chalitza and he says, now where's my money? Give me the 200 zuz. He said, I was tricking you. So what do we learn from here? And this is the Muki Yosef, in the name of the Ramban Nachmanides. Hashanina demishu chole, a person who is sick, smamanim biyad chaviro, and his friend has medication, which is worth 20 shekel. V'nei alav niten harbe b'demehem. And he made a condition, I'll only give it to you for a lot of money. Ein lo ela demehem. He doesn't have to pay more than the value. He can promise him everything, get the medicine, use it, and then pay him the value. That's it. Now, what about a doctor? Can a doctor charge more than what the healing is worth? Right? You go to a specialist, I don't know what he charges. Charge by the hour, you know. Charge by the visit, office, what's it? But a doctor is different. Why? A doctor is not selling you a medication, he's selling you a service, he's selling you his wisdom. And wisdom has no value. Wisdom is very hard to quantify how much the wisdom is worth. Who shared may the wisdom is worth a lot. That's the Ramban's opinion. The Ramban says a doctor can charge. There's no limit. If he's an expert doctor. So if you can find a cheaper doctor, go to a cheaper doctor. If you can't find a cheaper doctor, you have to go. If he's an expert in his field, he can charge whatever he wants. He charge you. You can't overcharge for medication, but you can charge for wisdom. That's amazing. Hear that? The medication, the value. But the wisdom, there's no value to wisdom. So the Midrash writes, this is now. Can't be. How can it be? How can a doctor charge whatever he wants for a visit? Look at this. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to return a lost object. When a doctor heals someone, you know what he's doing? Returning a lost object. He lost his health. You're returning a lost object to him.
His job is to heal.
What's healing? Returning a lost object. So now I'm going to charge you. I'll return you a lost object. Can I charge you? I can't charge you for schar batala. I had to take off work. You know, you got to be very careful over here because, say, you're a top lawyer, $1,000 an hour, and the guy lost his pen. has to have a siman. So he has a sign. This is so-and-so's pen, and the pen is only worth $10. And you go and take one out and return it to him, and bill him, here's your pen, and bill him $1,000 for an hour of work. Is that allowed? No! It's robbery. You can't bill him. You just say, listen, but returning the pen is not worth the effort. It's just not worth the trouble. I'm going to bill him for my time to return a pen which is not worth $1,000. That's robbery. That's daylight robbery. So now, what about a doctor? So that's what the Ramban says. There's no limits to what a doctor can charge. Or he said he's not selling it. He's selling wisdom. The Ritva says impossible. He's not selling wisdom. He's returning a lost object. He's returning the guy's health. How much can a doctor charge? As much as a regular worker will charge for his time. What is the value of a person's time? The question depends what he does. So he says over here, schar tircho poel batel, like a poel, like a regular. What's the minimum wage? That's very, very strict on doctors. Or kefia ra'ulo, or what's fit? What do doctors charge? You can't charge more than regular doctors charge. Because there's going to be a rate, a standard rate for doctors. But Rambam Torah Adam Katav, the schar limud asur lo lekachat. Now the Ramban writes, he has a whole book called Torah Adam, which is like a Yerodea. Ramban's Torah Adam, like a Yerodea. He writes, he says, the doctor is not allowed to include in his wages the money he spent to learn. It costs a fortune to learn, just like nothing's changed, you know. Davidat gufoho, because he's returning a lost object. The Ramban himself says he's returning the object. And the Torah says, give him back his health, give him back his lost object. He's not allowed to charge the money he spent on learning. But the value of his time and his effort and his energy, he's allowed to charge.
A doctor charges because of his expertise.
That's the machloket over here. Exactly the machloket over here. If he charges according to expertise, he can charge whatever he wants. Because his wisdom is irreplaceable. You can have experts in the field whose wisdom is irreplaceable. They can charge whatever they want.
The clients rate their position and charge by the hour. Incredible amount.
How much?
$800,000.
Per hour. That must be some top guy.
Yep.
Surgeon or someone. Yeah, you're in the wrong field.
Too late.
It's never too late. He's allowed to take time, for his energy, for his running around. Similarly, if a person has medicine and his friend needs the medicine, he's not allowed to charge more than it's worth. But the difference between the medicine and the doctor is that the doctor says, I charge, this is my fee, and the guy says, okay, I'll pay it, he has to pay it. The medicine, he pays the minimum, but the doctor, he's got to pay. You can't trick the doctor. Because it's his expertise he's selling him. And expertise has no value. Right? There's onah, the laws of onah, which is you can't overcharge for something, which is a basic and essential. So you can't overcharge for milk, bread, sugar, all these are basic essentials. But property, that's not essential. Property, there's no price. Everything's location, location, location. So same thing applies to the doctor's knowledge. If a doctor is an expert doctor, there's no price to the knowledge. So the big machlokah, you see how much debate over here there is, how much can a doctor charge? It's not. So some opinions say, free. Why? He's returning a lost object. So he can charge how much his time is worth. Yeah, as much as a poel batel, as much as a regular guy, plus his troubles, he has to go here, go there. So he can charge. But others say there's no price to it. Why? Because it's his wisdom he's selling.
Do we know what, isn't Shmuel
a doctor? Who?
Shmuel.
Yes. We just had a lesson for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. They did charge. They gave free advice. I guess they're not doctors. They're just rabbis who knew medicine. But the Rambam writes, he took money from all the princes. He says they gave him lots of money. But maybe it's different. Jews, non-Jews, I don't know. Okay, so, but that's a very fantastic topic. We have to go into in more detail. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. V'amen. I think there's someone wandering around. He's outside.
Many times a day, they charge that much because they don't want to be there.
Huh? Say again?
They don't want to avail themselves of their service. They don't want to be.
Listen, you got
to
pay medical, what is it called? The insurance. Malpractice, not a joke. That's a fortune. How much is it?
A lot.
a joke. It's a lot of money. So that's already, that's, you got to include that in the wages. There's no question about that. You got to cover their own wages. They got to cover their own troubles. Rabbi Chaim Melech Hashem, Rav Tzachadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakot Yisrael Fiyan Trans Moshe Ne'amal, Dolech HaFes Ma'an Tzko, Yagdil Torah, V'yadir. Amen. 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 Yehe Shemeh Rabbah Barach Ne'alam Ralmeh Almaya Yibarach Ishtabach. Amen. Amen. Tibia Tradi, Amen. Hayev, Savar, Shwan, Kamar, Safar, Gulas, Lihav, Hapara, Rio Salalanu. Amen. Amen. Mazal Tov, Rahil. Grandson. גם סיפור מצא בית, רואה, כן להשכה. קיבלה ישר יש בבית החולים לחפש על האשר. שמה שמגן אבוני אל הם, חן וכבוד ייתן אבוני, לא ימנע תורה. שאלה בדי הבח ודבר אבוני של אמור. סמים, נטב שבנה, סמנה זכה, אבל... Thank you.